And a good Thursday morning out there as we look towards the market action here this morning. Seeing some continued liquidation from the long side over on the grains here this morning. Seeing some sharp losses here, especially over on the corn and the beans. Over on the cattle, seeing some pretty good strength here this morning. Here starting off with corn, we are looking at futures down anywhere from 8 to 9 cents. Just, again, continued liquidation here from the long side of things. Just the money continues to come out here, just not getting much help in terms of the outside markets. Crude oil is down about $3 a barrel here this morning. But again, just money flow coming out with a little bit of a wetter forecast, lack of really threatening forecast there. And you're getting some lighter export business here. We did get a private export sale announcement of 115,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia this morning, but the USDA export sales report only showed 880,000 metric tons of corn sold for the week ending last Thursday. That was shy of expectations. And if you look, we do have some increased business from the Argentina as well. So again, I think there's just money coming out of the market here at the moment, and continuing to see some pressure on the corn. Over on the beans, futures are down anywhere from 20 to 22 cents here this morning. Again, liquidation there. Over on the product values, soybean meal is down 580 a ton, with bean oil down 130 points. So some product pressure as well from the bean side. Just again, lack of much in terms of positive export news here. 276,000 metric tons of old crop bean sales for the week ending last Thursday, and 243,000 for new crop. But again, kind of lighter overall in terms of sales. Just a pressure factor, and I think money is just continuing to come out, especially over on the product value side, getting a little bit of weakness. It's kind of been holding the market up, and that's kind of pushing things lower here this morning. Over on the wheat, we're looking at a little bit of mixed trade here. Chicago's up anywhere from a penny to a penny and a half. Kansas City's down about a penny to a penny and a half here this morning. So a little bit of mixed trade there. Export sales data shows 640,000 metric tons of cancellations for old crop. Somewhat normal here for this late in the year, or for the marketing year, but likely some rolling out to the new crop. Sales with new crop business at 830,000 metric tons, a pretty decent number there, but likely some rolling from old crop to new crop. Outside of that, just continued, have seen some pressure here, but are approaching some support, some technical signals that we've been keeping an eye on here. We did hit here yesterday, so we'll see if we can't get a bounce into the weekend here, but a little bit of a steadier trade on the wheat here this morning. Over on the cattle side of things here, seeing a pretty good bounce. Live cattle futures are up anywhere from $2 to $3 here. Feeder cattle futures up 5 to 5.5 here. Did get a actual confirmed case of screwworm in southern Texas here late last night. USDA did confirm that. There had been quite a bit of selling here over the last couple weeks into that, into yesterday. In fact, some pretty decent pressure late in the day on some kind of rumors that there was a case, and likely seeing some sort of sell the rumor, buy the fact type of reaction here this morning. USDA did state that there's kind of some movement restrictions and quarantines around a 12-ish mile radius around the case here. So I don't think that's a huge bullish factor, but again, I think the market's seeing a little bit of sell the rumor, buy the fact type of reaction here this morning. Box beef values yesterday, choice was up $1.79, and choice was down 38 cents there yesterday. Over on the cotton side here, we're looking at the futures, seeing some pretty decent pressure down anywhere from 95 to 109 points here this morning. So again, seeing some pressure there. Crude oil is adding a little bit of pressure as well, down 350 a barrel here. Dollar index is slightly lower, but the export sales data came in on the cotton at 185,000 running bales for old crop, and 77,000 bales for new crop. Their shipments were a 14-week low at 268,000 running bales. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3623 or visit our website at www.bruglermarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.